Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 35.
35. Ooh,
wow.
35.
Whoa.
35. Ooh, yeah. Weeks.
Wow.
Why are we still here?
Oh my god, does that mean we've had a baby? If it's been 35 weeks, is that what it is?
Four times nine. Yeah, I guess almost, yeah.
So who?
This is our baby.
Andrew?
I did not hear that child.
Yeah. Full bearded baby.
He came out with a full beard. He came out with a full beard. You look handsome.
Thank you.
She's lovely, baby.
I don't know where we got that bottle of scotch from.
It's true.
Bruce Willis will be talking for me the rest of the episode.
Yes. Look who's talking now.
That is the criterion for
looking. Oh, yeah. All three of them.
Yeah. Not the third one.
We're enjoying our June 1st podcast right now. Everybody's happy. Everybody looks like they're well-fed right now.
It's all fat and happy.
Yes, yeah. All fat and happy.
You're insulting us. It's great.
Good. We're all fat and happy, right?
What?
Yet?
Yeah.
You look good, guy.
You look very Rubenesque, Gotti.
Gotti, you look like you've been doing some boxing.
Shut up.
This is going to be a lot of fun. We are in our 35th news. In the news, where we talk about all things cool related to movies, music, video games, comics, and books.
That's a good thing to talk about right there.
And you can find some of our news stories on our Facebook page, and you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Yeah.
So I will start off with video game news. Recently, EA Sports and the CLC have finalized their video game settlement with NCAA players because their likenesses were used and they didn't get paid. So there was a $40 million suit, and each player in the NCAA video games will receive between $2,500 and $15,000, depending on
how they were. The school or the kid?
The kid. Each in a person.
Yeah.
So they completely just ruined the NCAA's whole premise. That's
awesome.
They got
paid now, yeah.
That's great.
So there's that. The Wii U, the Nintendo's Wii U, just came out with a GameCube controller adapter for the Wii U, specifically for the new Smash Brothers. But supposedly, it won't. You cannot use the controller for any other game right now, just Smash Brothers.
Mario Kart 8? That's what I heard. It's supposed to be amazing.
It's supposed to be awesome, but yeah, this is just for Smash Brothers. So people are excited. And then my other thing is E3 is definitely coming up this very soon, and the rumors are Nintendo should announce the new Zelda game. Mortal Kombat 10 might be coming out, and the people over at Valve are going to announce new Counter-Strike, Half-Life 3, and Left 4 Dead 3. That is all big games. Half-Life 3, people have been talking about that
For Half-Life.
10 years? 20 years? Something like that. But yeah, those are the big video game news of this past week.
Wow. Yeah.
We'll have way more video game news after E3.
Yeah.
So I pass it over to Adam for music news.
All right, guys. So music news this week. We have the Tupac musical is getting ready to come out. Holla if you hear me.
Holla if you hear me.
Opens up for a rehearsal and preview screenings at the Palace Theater on June 2nd. It's directed by Kenny Leon, and he basically toned down Shakur's songs to make them more musical friendly. So it'll be interesting to hear. And
will Tupac's hologram show?
Yeah.
For the third act, I think.
That would be all I care about.
Yeah.
I will skip intermission and come just for
All eyes on me.
There you go. Then in other music news, K-pop sensation Psy's viral hit Gangnam Style has passed 2 billion views on YouTube. To be the biggest or most watched movie of all time.
Who was second?
Justin Bieber is in a far second now. With I'm not sure. If it's
just over a billion.
Yeah.
Never
yeah,
seen ever. What song? What song is it?
Baby.
Yeah.
So my
Justin Bieber fan over here.
My Norwegian boyfriend Ylvis, nowhere near that.
So Psy tried to retire Gangnam Style, but it's still making him tons of money. So
it was the last year during New Year's where Psy traveled and performed his song with MC Hammer. And MC Hammer and him did a Gangnam Style, Too Legit to Quit
yes.
duet.
I think it was 2 years
nice.
Ago.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it's
been, yeah, because last New Year's was like...
He had his terrible the Gentleman song that was not good at all.
Yeah, Psy's doing statue commercials now.
And for all you Guns N' Roses fans, the Guns N' Roses are celebrating the residency in Sin City with a concert film. That'll be highlighting their stay there. If it does come out, because they're notorious for stuff they say is
Axel, yeah.
But it hasn't.
Blame Axel.
But if it does, it'll be a career-spanning 26 song set list of all of Guns N' Roses' hits.
Sweet.
So, I don't know if there's was there any hits on that China...
No.
Album, so it's, no. All, it's all.
It's just Use Your Illusion and Appetite for Destruction.
Yes. For all you Marilyn Manson fans, he is.
Who is it?
He is
I've seen him in concert.
He has been cast as a recurring role on FX's Sons of Anarchy as a white supremacist.
It's your show.
Who I'm uses freaking out.
His reputation no. as a prison big shot to help out Jax. So, for all you upcoming fans...
Guys, I'm the biggest Sons of Anarchy fan.
He'll have a pretty big role this next season.
Did you guys see the season where Henry Rollins got shot on the toilet in front of his kids? That was fucking epic. Second season, best season.
Poor Henry Rollins.
He also played a white supremacist. Continue.
The top-selling album this week was Coldplay's Ghost Stories, which sold 380,000 copies.
You don't like Coldplay?
They are, I guess, they actually are against streaming. Because they're anti-Spotify.
They're pretty shitty.
And do not allow their work.
The first album.
You know why? Because they're a shitty band.
But you know who else does it? The Black Keys. The Black Keys doesn't let their stuff get streamed either.
Black Keys are good, though.
Also, Eric Church's The Outsiders is number two for non-streaming
albums. Yeah, they paired up.
Albums.
But yeah,
they're,
I got video.
They're trying to, because Spotify is like ruining the album business, is what they say. So they're anti-Spotify.
They don't make.
They want you to actually listen. Yeah, it's like 0.07 cents a listen or something. So, and my final music news story is Apple buying Beats by Dr. Dre for $3 billion this week.
So Dr. Dre
is. Also it went through.
Yes.
It went through.
Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. Basically, they contrary to what people believe. They don't really care about the headsets. They want to do it for the their streaming service.
Streaming service, rather than
because they're trying to compete with Spotify and Pandora.
Yeah.
So, but they only had 100,000 subscribers for the streaming service. So they still have a long way to go. Yeah, $3 billion, ridiculous.
I agree.
But yeah, that is my music news. Gwen, what do you got for us?
Okay.
Book news.
I've got book news. I just got off an aeroplane. Less than not even 24 hours ago.
Were you reading a book?
I was reading Smut on the plane, and I got to a really epic part, and my plane landed, and I had to stop.
Orgasm it, moment right as you land.
It was actually fucking a very, off. Like,
was it slash
steamy
fanfiction?
Moment. No.
Smut, is that like 50 Shades of
Grey
or something?
No, it's better than
50
Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
I was reading Sweet Filthy Boy by Christina Lauren, which is an amazing book that came out last week, and they have a new young adult book coming out in October called Sublime. That's not part of my book news, but I am a big fangirl.
You came out later.
So I just got back from Book Expo, which is a huge book trade show where they bring all the publishers into the shithole Javits Center in New York City, and it's a shitty, shitty place. It's where they also do New York City Comic Con, and it's owned by a subsidiary that also owns New York Comic Con, but they also launched this year their inaugural BookCon, which they're trying to actually have compete with Comic-Con, is bringing it, trying to be pegged as the book, it's Comic-Con for book lovers. So this year, they brought in Lena Dunham. They had a first shot of her new book called Not That Kind of Girl.
Her writing is really good.
Her writing
I hate
is
her
really
show,
good.
But her writing
cool.
is
she's
really
like a
good.
Cool person.
She's, you know, it's
yeah,
she's cool. She's it's not until you like talk to her that you realize how young she is and how protected she is by people. That's a very interesting thing. But I'm excited about this book. It's got a very old retro 70s 80s cover too, and it's just she got $6 million to write this book from Random House. And it's just a collection of essays and short stories. So it's kind of like if you were excited for Hannah Horvath's book that she's writing on the show, this is kind of what they're being pegged as that. They also brought Jonathan Topper, who is the writer of the movie that Tina Fey and Jason Bateman are doing that I can't remember the name of. But they essentially, BookCon turned out to be more, and there's a lot of controversy about it, but there it turned out to be more celebrity tell-alls and memoirs than they really kind of expected. They kind of don't really know their audience. But I think it's really exciting to have something like that where book lovers can kind of all gather together. It only costs $10 to come, and you got to see...
Plus a $30 cab ride.
Yes, plus $30, because there's no transportation to get there. To come out and see, and it was all day Saturday, and it was just noon to 4, and it seemed to be... Or 10 to 3. It was a pretty... I think it was pretty well-attended. I didn't get to go. I wasn't still in New York. But if you actually got a BEA ticket, you got to go the whole time. I'm also really excited about Angelica Houston's new biography that she wrote one last year called Just Do It.
So you saw her recently, right?
I did. She did a breakfast with her and Neil Patrick Harris, whose biography is, or his memoir is called Choose Your Own Biography, or Choose Your Own Memoir Autobiography, where he just kind of makes up these different stories and kind of in Choose Your Own Adventure world, you get to follow his story as being a magician and all that.
When you saw Angelica Houston speak, did she do something with the witches thing?
She did mention that she... loves her witches, and she's like, I feel like I'm at a witches convention. So it was very,
awesome.
She was ethereal, and it was crazy because we're waiting in line. This is just like my personal experience with Angelica Houston. I was waiting in line to go into the breakfast, and she like walked right in front of me. And she's a very tall woman. I'm 5'10, and she's like easily 6 foot tall. And I was just like, then after it was over, and we had all had this amazingly moving moment with Angelica Houston, and she talked all about her life growing up and kind of gave you a background with. Book's going to be, it's all about her life as a child growing up in Ireland. She had to go to, we all were like leaving and stuff, and I was trying to find a bathroom, and I kept running into Angelica Houston in the bathroom to the point where eventually we all ended up at the same restroom. She was one person ahead of me, and it was hilarious to watch people like recognize her and be like, oh my god, you're that person. But also, and this is nothing to do with it, but my favorite Angelica Houston moment was when she talked about how as a child she practiced being Morticia Adams.
Oh,
having
that's
no
cool.
idea that she was going to eventually play Morticia Adams.
She's like,
she killed it, yeah.
And so I thought that was a really sweet thing. There's also, letting BookCon and BEA go aside, there's also still a heated argument between one of the five traditional publishers named Hachette, who is going at it with Amazon. Over their rights, because Amazon wants to charge more money for print books than Hachette. They want to only buy the books from Hachette for so much money, but sell them for twice as much because Amazon's trying desperately to get the publishers to bend and stop making physical copies of books and really just put it into their Kindle store. So Hachette and Amazon are going at it, and there's been a lot of back and forth to it, to the detriment of book readers. Where they're actually not even allowing pre-ordered books anymore from Hachette. And that's everything from the new J.K. Rowling book that's coming out called Silkworm. They're not even allowing pre-orders for that. They're not going to list it until it's available and they'll buy books based on that. So it's really, they're slowing up the process, fucking over their consumers. So that's been a heated debate, and you can read a little bit about that in New York Times and Vulture. Also... Lifetime had a very successful run of the sequel to Flowers in the Attic, Petals
yes.
on the Wind. So good. If you're a fan of the books, Lifetime has announced that they are going to complete the series, so they will have the last two of the series. They're not going to do Garden of Shadows, which was the kind of
I'm so excited.
The prequel that talks about the grandmother.
That's fine.
But in 2015, they're going to have an adaptation of If There Be Thorns and Seeds of Yesterday, which take place they take place about 10 years after the events of the first or the last one, Petals on the Wind. So you can get those both in 2015. You don't have to read the books because now they're available for you on iTunes.
They are so
more
good.
Incest for everyone.
The original movie can never be beat, though.
Oh my god, I really loved the Lifetime. I loved Lifetime's Flowers in the Attic, but I really enjoyed Petals on the Wind. I thought it cut out all the bullshit parts you don't need. And finally, for fans of childhood reading, which might be some people at this table, all of us, Reading Rainbow, LeVar Burton did a Kickstarter last week that he was trying to raise $1 million to launch a new version of Reading Rainbow and get it out on more platforms. He wants to make an app. He wants to get it into more schools. He wants to encourage more reading. They were able to achieve their goal in a day, so they raised their goal to $5 million. Right now, they have $3 million raised and pledged on Kickstarter. And you have 31 days from June 1st to go ahead and get more.
Congratulations to Reading Rainbow. Mm-hmm. Take a look. It's in
a
book.
This Reading Rainbow is different
from the original.
That's a for-profit.
That is a little bit of a detriment to it, is that it's not going to be associated with PBS, it's not going to be associated in that way, it is definitely a for-profit company, but it's cool anyway for fans of who happen to...
Yeah, they want to get it, they want to put it on video game consoles too.
Yes, they want to put it on consoles, they want to put it on Blu-ray players, they really want to make like a legit app for it, where you can get your kids, hopefully it's a good thing, sometimes there's nothing wrong with for-profit organizations.
I agree.
Yes, I hope it's a Tinder. That would be awesome. Like reading Tinder.
Well, good book news.
Yeah, lots of good stuff coming.
Comic book news with Susan.
All right.
The comic book expert, Susan.
Yes, that's all I do. Well, a new Marvel villain debuts in Amazing X-Men Annual number 1.
Yes.
Annual.
If it has annual number one, it's annual.
It's basically a yearly issue.
All right.
Thanks for explaining what annual is.
Storm and the X-Men go to Africa to face a new threat.
They find Storm.
And it's the new threat is Maruda.
Maruda. Yes.
So that's Maruda. New to. Shaft is back. He's returning to the world of print.
He's back.
Is it the Samuel Jackson Shaft or is it the Richard Roundtree Shaft?
Thanks to Dynamite Entertainment, the comic book publisher.
Dynamite.
Toes further into the world of prose with reprints of the 7 original Shaft novels by writer Ernest
Tittyman. Greatest comic ever.
All new prose and comics featuring the character.
Dynamite, I think, was responsible for some of the movies and comics, kind of like Die Hard and Good, Bad, the Ugly. I think Dynamite has done
China.
Read the Young Avengers comics?
Yeah, sure.
Well, after the finale of it, you might have wondered if it was, you know, how it's going to return.
What? I was what's happening?
Oh my god!
Well, the Young Avengers are returning in June, on June 11th, for a 5-part story running through the all new Original Sins anthology series. This serial promises to show the team dealing with multiple original sins being revealed to them.
Team practice.
Wait, who's going to deal with lust? That's what I'm curious about.
The Blob.
Young Loki.
Yes. Totally down.
That was good shit.
The Blob.
The Blob is an Indian Avengers. Gotti. Okay.
This is what knows it's Gotti. All
right, nerds.
Baby Blob.
This August, Marvel's The Punisher and Black Widow comic series crossover.
Yeah!
Quick 1-2 push the story titled Friend from Foe.
Friend from Foe or
They don't know if they should fight or if they should be together.
Oh, because they were foes and now they're friends. Because
Punisher just moved from New York City to San Francisco, right? Punisher from the gritty streets of New York to San Francisco for
oodles and noodles.
So lots of food trucks and hills.
Instead of shawarma, they're eating pho.
Is Crossbones, is that like a villain or something?
Yeah, yes he is.
Okay, well, he's going to encounter them.
on a beach.
Susan wins all the friends.
He's encountering them.
That was funny.
So good.
I went to the store and I encountered Gwen in the third aisle.
Is it a casual encounter? That's what we know.
Is there pants?
But the great part was the question before. Is Crossbones a villain? Yes. Oh, well.
They're going to encounter him. Shit's gonna go down.
Yeah. I watch the movies, people.
No, it's perfect.
It's good. It's good.
Crossbones is in the movies.
Is he?
Yeah, he was in the first Avenger we just watched.
Oh, what?
He was Frank
Grillo. Was he like really small?
Who?
Frank Grillo. Is it Grillo or Grillo?
Grillo. Grillo.
He was kind of wearing all black. He was
He was part of Nick Fury's task force.
Yeah. He was the number one guy.
Was it Warrior?
Robert Redford's task force.
Okay.
Oh.
He was in the elevator scene.
Oh, you're talking about he was in Captain America?
Yeah.
Oh, you said part Avengers.
I said Captain America, the first Avenger.
No, he's in the part two. He's in number two. He's in the
Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Winter Soldier, guys. Yeah. The first Avengers. In both Captain America.
Oh,
whatever.
No, I love both.
It
Captain
was the Winter Soldier, not first Avenger. I was mixing them.
The whole elevator scene where they encounter each other.
Those damn, colon names.
I do love the movies.
The movies.
Okay.
There's a lot of encountering.
I like Stan.
Like
Stan.
We'll
just. Oh, I do too.
I like that.
And then Archie, he does it. A new character is coming. Harper is Veronica's cousin.
Harper.
Ooh. Harper.
Yeah.
Your cousin?
Well,
it's a guy.
No, it's a girl.
Oh, how sexy!
Oh, she's a spunky fashionista.
Oh,
she
can cause trouble.
And Archie King will soon realize there's something different about their newbie friend. Is she gonna kill Archie?
Their
latest companion is disabled and bound to a wheelchair. I don't know why that's funny. It's not.
Why are you?
That's the different thing. She's
Harper is wheelbound. Is she a fashionista? Paraplegic or plastic? Does she have to breathe into
like a tube? Apparently, Archie Universe has never seen someone in a wheelchair.
Like a picture,
is her wheelchair bedazzled? Is that fascinating?
No one's seen a wheelchair
got, like,
bound person in Archie.
Or something. I don't know, but that's all she's got.
Brian's going to hell.
That's just the way they like.
Yeah, me.
The way they wrote it, it was like there's something different about her. They soon realize, as if they didn't see it right off the bat.
Because in the comics, no, I have her chest up, so you never see her legs.
Different about you.
What is it? You're out of the panel.
Oh, wait, you're crippled?
You're hiding all the time.
How are you supposed to get in the Jughead's car?
But Harper will teach Veronica, or Veronica and Betty will learn an important lesson from Harper about how you can actually grow stronger from things that you think.
So wait, Veronica is her cousin. How did her cousin not know she was in a wheelchair?
The whole gang.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just found out that my 17-year-old cousin has a baby, so I mean, we all get surprises.
Was she on Sweet 16?
Wow.
Was this the one that was visiting you that one time?
No, a different one.
Because Adam still has memories of that one.
Yeah, that one's 18 now, so gross.
That's legal, buddy.
I don't know about that face you just made, Adam.
Got a lot of problems.
And that was comic book news for me.
Well done, comic news!
They
will encounter him.
All right, Gotti, TV news.
Oh, you know, let's start with some sad news.
Did Andrew do his already?
No, he's moving.
He's
moving.
Let's start with really sad news first. Just a quick hit. Arsenio Hall show got canceled.
No!
Yeah, one season. That fucking network.
3 months.
You know who killed it? Negro Domus. Totally did.
Well,
did you see that?
3 months only. It had been.
It was a whole year.
It had been.
It came out in September.
Yeah.
Paul Mooney killed it.
Paul Mooney.
I'm surprised that show even lasted.
He tried to do the exact same thing
before. Was that because it was syndicated, it didn't have like network support, so you just had no idea where it was.
Yeah.
I think it was on Channel 27.
Wasn't sure it was
where it was.
On the Oopin? UPN? Whatever
UPN. UPN.
Doesn't exist anymore.
It's called the CW now.
Oh.
The WB!
I like Arsenio.
Where the hell have you been? Anyways. Also, this like past week or so, the TCA nominations came out.
Ooh.
Which obviously Gwen will give us much more when, you know.
You're welcome, guys.
Was Breaking Bad on there?
Yes.
Yeah, Breaking Bad
so
is
So
like,
is True Detective.
Yeah.
No,
it's gonna
there's
be
no Breaking Bad.
It's going to
be a hard
year.
Yeah.
I don't think I even nominated Bryan Cranston for Best Actor this year.
Yeah,
I couldn't do
got
it.
Too many other people.
I did True Detective. Because I only
It's
only
one of the
nominees.
Most stacked lineups we've seen in
it's
a long
It's
going to
be hard for him.
Lots
both
of good TV.
Both of them for True Detective? Both Woody Harrelson?
I didn't Woody Harrelson. I no, only
McConaughey.
But I,
yeah,
when I did my nominations, I did Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. I was like,
yeah.
Sorry, Bri Cry, this was a good year for you, but I loved these two men so
yes.
much.
So,
I liked Woody better than Matt McConaughey, but that's just me.
It's because you were happy you got to bang like all the chicks.
So I can't wait to tell you. In,
you sure did.
I can't wait to tell you guys on July 19th, who wins.
Sweet.
All right.
There we go. So we'll get back to the CCAs. But in True Detective news, they have revealed its three leads. I believe all three of them are women, if not,
no,
two,
not
two,
and
one.
Two
men,
two
one woman.
And
of
then,
course, because we can't have enough women running.
Well, they said
the
type. They said the types
it's
are trying
Golden
to go
Girls.
They're trying to go for a
Joaquin
Phoenix type, a Christian Bale type, and a Jessica Chastain type.
So an angry, stupid.
So I would like to say that here on the Multimedia Men podcast, we did cast a future season
Jessica Chastain.
But she's
oh.
not doing it.
She said not
she
doing
said
it.
She
I wanted
to
she didn't rule it out. She just said
But
she
we did all have several picks, so it'd be
heads.
Interesting to go back and see
Amy
if
we
any of our picks
do a
got
re-look or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
also Christina Hendricks.
Seeing Red, yes.
It's called Boob.
Seeing Red.
It'll be set in California and it has to deal with
her name's Boobs
transportation.
McGee. Sergeants.
Yeah,
illegal boob jobs.
Sort of thing.
Something about that.
I'm excited. Oh, and they are definitely doing it in California.
Yeah, set in California.
California.
For sure. They didn't say where in California.
They said definitely not LA, but probably outside of
and
LA.
Gerard Butler's going to be a surfer dude in it.
And there's a lot of seedy, messy, druggy areas like directly outside of LA, so I think it's going to be very pretty. And they're doing, sorry, I'm a super, super True Detective fan.
Excited!
But they're not going to have
Arnold
the same director for every episode. Like they did with
and Carrie's not
Carrie.
In at all.
No, he's not doing it.
Carrie's
so
on.
So there'll
day.
Be different
he's
directors.
He's got his own stuff going on.
Carrie's
that's
busy.
Why, because it's been weird that they're gonna be they're gonna have a January premiere. They need to get this shit done. They haven't started filming yet.
Is it gonna be longer than 8 episodes?
No,
they haven't.
No,
no, it will be 8.
So they'll keep it at 8.
So, excuse me.
Yeah, what were you talking
two
about?
Older dudes that are getting some cool TV news.
Ooh.
Former Dallas Star winner Peter Fonda is in the new AMC pilot from Ridley Scott. I don't know what the hell the title of it is, but it's supposed to be epic and all
okay.
kick-ass because it's Ridley in TV.
He's done it before.
Big ol' overhyped.
But it's AMC, so, you know, at least get good coverage, whatever.
I haven't seen anything from AMC that I've liked since Breaking Bad. No joke.
Really?
We'll get to that in June news because there is a new AMC show that I thought looked good, but we'll get your opinion in a second.
Dallas,
and then there is a Texas connection. The History Channel is doing Texas Rising, and Chris Christopherson will play a big.
There's
role
a thousand
in
people
it,
in that one,
but he's one of the going to be the lead.
Bill Paxton's in it too.
A whole it's going to be
Bill
epic. It, I think it's
and
all of
and Billy
Texas
Buckford.
History.
Fuck yeah, Texas!
He's
about
Texas Marshals again. We get Dylan McDermott on the horse where it's the fake horse.
Fake horse. Stacey Dash has joined Fox News.
What? Really?
Kind of unique.
What is
she is a conservative Republican.
A fashion
correspondent. And she got a lot of shit on
yeah.
Twitter. And black people aren't happy.
I was going to say, and I don't mean to point out the fact that she is a black person, but she is a black conservative Republican.
Yeah, that's why they were freaking out because she was very hardcore
conservative
against
yeah.
she oh
against Obama.
In an update, she's still sexy as shit. I don't care if she does.
I don't crack.
Yeah,
she's a very pretty.
Girl.
How old is she? Like what? 60?
She's
like
close to 40. Yeah,
60.
She's like a little
60 grand looking.
She's older than Alicia Silverstone
by like a couple years.
Yeah,
she was older.
Oh,
HBO
yeah.
has a new Danny McBride
yeah.
TV show coming up.
Vice Principals.
Yeah,
God, he's so
which.
That's so
It was already picked up for 18 episodes, so it's basically a two-season pickup already.
Awesome.
I could see them doing three seasons.
It's basically like Eastbound and Down.
I think it will be three.
Six and six. Yeah.
No, it's two. He said. Nine and nine.
Oh, I didn't see that part. And lastly, because we did have for those that don't know, we group text a lot here at Multimedia Men.
What?
And our group text.
I'm not a part of this. What?
Yeah, you are. They go places we never thought they would go. We ended up on unicorns this week. I don't want to talk about how we got there and why unicorns were brought up. I just want to bring up that unicorns are also going to be a part of Adult Swim's new season because Team Unicorn is their newest
season.
Yeah. That's how I end TV news, bitches.
Snapping it
it's
out.
It's like
calories. Snap
it out.
Guys, can we watch that as a group?
Yes.
Team
we
can.
We are Team Unicorn. But
I like unicorns.
I'm a narwhal.
I'm a whore.
I'm a unicorn.
I'm a motherfucking magic, y'all.
Heyo.
All right, film news with Andrew.
Okay, Brian.
Bro.
So, yeah, there's a lot of film news. So I'm
hurry
excited.
Up, we got to get to Alibaba.
Oh, yeah, we do. Watch out. Yeah. So there's a lot of Marvel news coming out, so let's go through some quick hits. Josh
Skip
Brolin is the voice of Thanos.
It'll be Thanos, awesome.
It'll be Thanos
yeah.
and Guardians.
The oldest brother in Goonies.
As well as Avengers.
As Avengers
I'm
2,
still drunk.
Ultron, yeah. They're going to actually make him look like Josh
Brolin.
I really loved how we did that yesterday, and they were like, Josh Brolin has been tapped to play Thanos. And I was like, he hasn't, I mean, that means he filmed it like a year ago. He didn't,
yeah.
He wasn't just tapped.
Yeah,
well,
they could have had a placeholder voice. They do
yeah.
that a lot of time.
Look at
Barry. Really, you know, they don't really see him that much. yeah, so they, I don't know. Brian's quiet about it. He's kind
of
mad.
I'm excited about it.
He hates Josh Brolin.
Why are you excited?
I love Josh Brolin. I'm very excited.
Brian's excited face.
Yeah. I'm excited over here in my jorts.
I am smiling right now.
Are you wearing jorts?
He's
cut off
jorts in summertime. He wears cut off jorts in
summertime. He's not ducking you over here, actually. He's not wearing any pants at all.
Another sad Marvel news. Edgar Wright left Ant-Man because apparently sources say that Marvel went in and changed the script that him and Joe Cornish wrote, and he did not like
the for like the past 6 to 8 years.
They did not like the direction was going, so they're looking at other sort of comedic directors, which earlier this week included Adam McKay, which he officially dropped out of because of other projects. Because
Anchorman 2 sucked ass.
Because he's doing
Gangster Squad director.
He is.
Gangster Squad director Ruben Fleischer.
Yeah.
And then we're the Millers, Ross and Thurber, who's actually the
frontman
now
be.
Because they just announced Ruben Fleischer is actually in talks to direct Ghostbusters 3, and so he probably will not be available for Ant-Man. So we'll see what happens. So that we know that they're kind of going sort of the comedic route because they're trying to get someone that sort of
well Rawson's worth Paul Rudd I think before it was a while ago.
It's bittersweet that. Edgar Wright dropped out. That just means that we get a full-fledged Edgar Wright movie and not a Marvel movie from Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited.
But it was him working with Cornish. It was going to be funny as shit.
It was going to be good. He worked
it was gonna be
years on
it. The coolest Marvel movie.
Well, Edgar Wright's moving on to Night Stalker. He's going to bring that back. Probably.
Yeah.
So.
But that's, you know,
but
I'm not excited about Ruben Fleischer. I didn't like Gangster Squad at all, and
I
don't know if I'm gonna enjoy him.
I
don't know if I'm gonna enjoy him as Ghostbusters 3 director.
Hey, man, get over here.
I don't know.
I'm not nothing.
And also, one other quick Marvel hit. Marvel Comics is canceling Fantastic Four for the Marvel 75th anniversary year because they're trying to not give any publicity to. Fox, who's doing the Fantastic Four reboot, so all their 75th anniversary campaign cannot include any.
It's a dick move.
No Doctor Doom, no Galactus, no Silver Surfer, and they're going to put on hiatus all their Fantastic Four comic books just to.
I'm Marvel.
Mickey
we're
Mouse
the big
so
dick
bad.
In your room.
That's a dick move.
What a dick
just
move.
To,
no Silver Surfer.
Screw over Fox, who still has the rights to.
Fantastic Doug Jones.
I'm excited for the reboot, only because it's Miles Teller.
Doug Jones is one of the best, man.
I like
that. And Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, and then
like Jamie Bell is the Thing.
We'll see how that goes.
I like Toby Campbell as Doctor Doom. I love Toby Campbell.
Every year, there's a company that releases the Blacklist, which is a group of screenplays that have not been produced yet, and they've actually
starring,
close, close. But
he's never been on the.
They actually decided they're moving into live events now, and so they're taking some of these screenplays that have not been produced and actually doing
yes.
live reads for them.
That affects
us. The first one is going to be the 2013 screenplay by Stephanie Folsom, entitled "The 1969: A Space Odyssey, or How Kubrick Learned to Stop Worrying and Land on the Moon," which is about the whole conspiracy about whether or not he filmed the moon landings.
And why this is cool for us, Franklin, the guy who created the Blacklist,
yeah,
comes to Austin every year for AFF, and he wants to do readings at the Long Center. So
that's cool.
Nice. We could drive down, see some cool shit.
God, he's a big fan of live theater.
I like it.
And in Brian Kluger's favorite movie news, Friday the 13th sequel reboots unfortunately got postponed
eight months
to the end of 2015.
That was Freddy.
Okay, so which one's Friday the 13th?
Jason Voorhees with the hockey mask.
So they're, yes.
But you know why? Because they're putting out
Boy Scouts vs. Zombies!
Yeah.
So they moved that up, yeah. So David Bruckner is directing as Paramount Pictures.
David Copner is going to be the Scoutmaster. That's the only thing I'm excited for.
So unfortunately we'll have to wait. Which makes more sense, too, put it in the fall near Halloween.
I agree.
Scary movies.
Halloween.
And then in Tom Cruise news,
he finally came out of the closet.
He finally came out and said he's working with Jerry Bruckheimer on Top Gun 2.
No, more gay, but no.
It's been
yes, that is exactly the title.
Andrew Romero was awesome. They're trying really hard to get
to watch
a script together. And
Top Gun 2?
Edge of Tomorrow has a 92 on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
I would just like to say Top Gun's one of the most overrated movies ever
seen
made.
I read the script, though.
I don't know.
The script's awesome.
I've seen like maybe 5 minutes.
Do like Emily
I've seen that whole like
yeah.
the whole scene in the locker room where they're whipping balls at each other having a good time and playing volleyball. But
Top Gun is gayer than any
that criterion?
Gay porn video.
Ever.
Is it? How do you know that, Brian?
Very racist.
You'll get a breakdown scene.
Watch
scene.
Every gay porn video
one black,
ever.
And one black guy's named Sundown. I don't know. But so, Tom, they...
What? Drew.
Hold on.
I didn't even know there was a black guy in that movie.
Me neither.
Oh, really?
Trivette. Trivette.
You haven't
watched what, Top Gun?
Yeah.
Walking
no,
Texas Rangers.
It.
Trivette.
I have, but I don't remember the black guy.
What's Tom Cruise's code name?
Maverick.
All right.
All right, we're good.
There's Maverick, Iceman, and Goose.
And
there's Iceman in there too.
I'll have your tail anytime.
And so they're sort of throwing out. Bruckheimer's been toying with the idea of making it about the introduction of drones and how our drones going to be better than real life pilots.
But
and that's
when
Tom Cruise Maverick comes in and shows a drone.
Tom
is it about the fall of Kelly
McGinnis? Goddamn point.
Well, no, he's gonna be the teacher of
the
whole Top
Gun.
And then he's gonna be like, the only way to solve this is for me to get back in the plane.
I'm Maverick.
Yeah. He's gonna bring Val Kilmer back to be his new co-pilot.
Awesome.
Val Kilmer's not gonna be able to fit into the cockpit. Guys, I can't go.
There's gonna be a volleyball scene. It's gonna be.
They're adding a third lane.
We're gonna be this cockpit a little bigger for us, guys, because we can't fit in here.
Guys, they're adding like a third lane to the highway to danger zone, so we're gonna be
Kenny Loggins.
Widen the lanes, guys.
It's an HOV lane, guys, so we're good.
We can't actually lift off.
The speed limit's 35 miles an hour.
I know what I won't be watching. That is Top Gun 2.
Good.
You know what? It will be better then. Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Y'all are fucking wrong.
Dawn of Justice.
I'm gonna say Ben Affleck's gonna be the best part of the movie, and that's not saying.
Because he's like the biggest he's ever been.
Yeah.
He's been working out.
Oh my god.
I want to know how he sounds. I
want to
know.
He sounds like this.
You can have his Boston accent.
Hey,
wait, he's not
there. Hey, it's Batman. Oh my god.
Part of my day is if I go to your house and you're not there.
I'm gonna break some legs over here. Oh my God.
That's the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
But they have,
Robin.
They
he's Robin. I think it'd be awesome if Matt Damon's like Robin.
Where did Robin go?
Scene.
Hey guys, it's me.
Okay, but there's gonna be a Lex Luthor in this movie.
Yeah, Robin Williams.
Jesse
Eisenberg. And I think that's exciting.
It's exciting. It's
excellent. Yeah, let's take that great actor and let's ruin his career.
Yeah.
But make him into that.
You're gonna love the sequel.
Let's just
watch the movie.
Exactly.
Watch the movie, then decide.
Exactly.
Oh my God, is he going to be?
Is that movie news?
No, that is movie news.
Have you?
Facebook.
Movie news.
Facebook. Like me.
Well, guys, that was our in the news.